Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman. Figure things out. I am Some Guy.
I am the Bugman.
And Bugman, yes. I believe you have the question for us on today's episode.
Yeah, you know, so I try to help people out. I'm a really friendly guy. I've got a lot of people that I know and run into.
I've known you to put yourself out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm always putting myself out there.
You know.
I've got a few younger friends that always come up to me and say, how do you meet people? Like, Bugman, how do you go about, and not just like buddies, like I'm looking to spend the rest of my life with someone. What's the first step?
Oh, okay. How do you meet somebody to date?
To date.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, see, I get a lot of folks wanting to know how do you make friends with extra people. People on my end. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can put all this together and come up with a good reason or a good set of ways to, you know, expand your friendship horizons and and maybe even into your love life.
And maybe you could start with one and end up in the other. Like maybe you're looking for a friend and end up finding a mate.
Or you could find a mate and then divorce them and end up having
and
just a friend.
And end up having a best friend.
Best friend instead. Because you find out, you know, the wrong way, but out, hey, you know what? This isn't for us anymore.
This is gross. I don't want to do this anymore.
Glad we met. Yeah. Let's stay friends.
Let's stay friends because I don't want to be with you any more than I have to.
Right. This is awful.
This is terrible. Wow. I hate this decision that I made.
Well, what do you think?
So anyway, getting into that, saying what first comes to mind is obviously all the apps and the...
Oh, and are there so many?
There are a ton. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand, like, if I wanted to get on... Christian Mingle. Do I have to be a Christian? Like, if I want to get on Farmers, like, if I'm into Farmers, but I'm not a farmer.
Oh,
you know, what's the etiquette there?
Yeah, you have the different dating app or website, and is it what you're into, or is it what you are?
Is it what you are?
And
exactly.
Maybe,
I didn't,
I'm a godless liberal atheist, but I'm really into Christians.
I really want to date a Christian.
I really want a Christian
man in
my life.
I
want to
see what that's about.
Yeah,
or
I'm a Christian woman in my life. City slicker,
never touched dirt with my bare hands before.
Yep.
I don't know what a cow is.
Yeah, exactly.
But the thought of being with a farmer,
somebody that really knows how to work the fields. You know, in those dating apps, they can be good for that. They can be good for finding who you're into. You've got a pool of people that you're likely to be into all of them at some point because you're like, Christians use this.
Exactly.
You know?
Now, you know, I don't know, like, maybe you're not supposed to have too many of those because then there's, like, say I'm a farmer and I want to date a farmer.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be really hard
to
find that when the only reason you get on Farmers Only is to find... If I'm a city person looking for a farmer, like, at what point does it kind of become one-ended, you know?
Right.
Like, single... Anyway.
Well, hey, I got an idea.
Yeah.
All right, so you're looking for people. Let's say you're wanting to meet a person. You could do this if you're looking for friends or if you're looking for somebody to have a romantic relationship with. I take this advice from this dude who ran up on my mom once when we're sitting in the Hastings.
Yeah.
And she's looking for some kind of book to buy or something like that.
Sure.
And, you know, this dude, no introduction or whatsoever or anything, he just runs up and just starts talking to her about the book and just starts giving her compliments on the book and what she might like about it.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, you know, not everybody likes to read.
Right.
But everybody likes to go to Walmart.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's got to really go grocery shopping.
Right.
So, you know, you're walking down through the pasta aisle, let's say. And there's some lady there and or some dude, and then they're looking up at the spaghetti noodles.
Yeah.
Okay. And you notice, okay, no ring on it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So obviously nobody wanted it.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm going to try.
Right. Why not?
And you say, look, you know those Bertolli noodles you're looking at there?
Yeah, it's a fine selection.
I've had those.
Right.
And are they your favorite? Because, you know, I'm not so sure, but I'd just like to talk to you about your noodle preference at the moment.
And then I'd be like, well, I mean, they're the cheapest ones here, so.
And really what helps with that one, the reason that one's a good one to really reach out and meet somebody is because you start talking about the noodles.
Right.
Well, there's other stuff in spaghetti.
Right.
Now you got to start talking about sauce choices
and
meat choices.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can talk about their recipe.
Right.
Maybe they make their own sauce.
Maybe
And you can just start having that conversation with them and really spark something with a complete stranger.
Right.
Who, you know, they're just trying to get their grocery shopping done.
Yeah.
But then you came out of nowhere and came into their life, and now they feel like they have a friend, or now they feel like they have a significant other type of interest in their life. I mean,
it could be
all over spaghetti in the pasta aisle at Walmart.
When to begin with, they probably walked into the store and thought, I don't want to talk to anyone in here.
Yeah.
Like, I hope no one comes up and talks to me
and
at all.
And you're going to flip it all.
And you're going to flip it all up.
You flip the script. You're going to change their life.
Like, they're probably wearing, you know, dirty flip-flops and pajama pants and some kind of, like really a mess, and you're going to go in there and really change their life because you just started a conversation about the bread that they're buying or that's a great idea.
Now I've got another one.
Okay.
All right. So this is one where, you know, the last one you got to kind of work up the strength and the courage to go and talk to that person in the pasta aisle and really, you know, be involved with their spaghetti choices.
Right.
This idea is for those of you who maybe you're an introvert and you're not really into starting the conversation.
Right.
But you don't really know what to say once the conversation started.
Yeah.
This one is for you guys and you ladies that really would rather have a script. I'm going to give you a script.
Yeah.
So pick your favorite book.
Right.
Any book that you like reading.
Okay.
And just go out in some public spot. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can do this at the hospital. Mm-hmm. You can do it at your kid's school.
Yeah.
You know, you can do it. You can do it at the church.
The church.
You can do it, you know, at the police station at the park or anywhere else that you might, you know, there might be people.
In a farm. Like, say you want to hang out with farmers.
Yes.
You just go to the farm.
Right. Go to the farm.
Yeah.
Go out to the field where you know, maybe some workers are out there.
Yeah.
And you take your favorite book out. And you just start reading. Yeah. Go to page one, start reading. That way, you are kind of initiating the conversation, even as an introvert.
Right.
Just start reading your favorite book aloud, by the way.
Right.
Not to yourself.
Yeah,
that's
yourself.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't go out in somebody's field and just start reading a book.
But project
to yourself.
Yeah. Like your voice.
You want people to be able to hear you and you know, and do dynamic ranges. And it's probably going to benefit you to even give the different characters in the book different voices and read them a little differently, you know, to show kind of your range and ability to portray these characters.
Yes.
And eventually somebody's going to come up and ask you what you're doing.
Yeah. Like, why are you here doing this thing?
And then you simply explain, I was looking for an audience and you're it, and just start reading the book to them. And there you go. You've started a relationship with somebody.
Yep. You've initiated it even.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So,
I think another thing that has been big for a long time that I've never thought about doing, but maybe, I mean, it seems to be really popular, is find a television show. Like a dating, and this is on the dating end of it, like a dating television show. Like,
yeah.
The Bachelor is really big.
Yes, it is.
I remember when I was a kid, Elimidate. Do you remember Elimidate?
Not really.
Like, instead of you being on a stage, you had like four people go on one date, and you just eventually would vote them out.
Oh my goodness!
Now this is not something that
I was really allowed to
watch.
MTV show,
yeah,
or something.
MTV type, and I don't really think I was even allowed to watch it at the time, but I remember that being a thing.
Yeah,
like at the let's go to the putt-putt golf. Mm-hmm. Oh, Steve, unfortunately, I don't like the way that you play putt-putt, so I'm going to have to ask you to be eliminated.
Yeah.
Eliminated from the eliminated.
Now, you sparked my interest on this Bachelor thing.
Yes, yep. So that's, you know, and maybe this is a selfless plug. We'll, you know, probably get into that, but honestly, it's weird. It's weird to have, what, like 30 people in the same room after one other person, right?
Yeah, because then you got all these people, you know, all believing they're going to end up with the same guy, and trying to fight for him,
or dudes
fighting after the same lady, and you know, it's like they can't do math or something.
It's really strange. Mm-hmm. Like
for some people this works.
Not only some people does this work, but millions of people want to watch it happen.
They do.
Like, that's really a big thing.
I don't, but they do.
They really do.
Yeah.
And they're excited about, oh, I hope that this one makes it. But they don't necessarily get married.
Mm.
Like, even the winner, quote-unquote the winner, still doesn't necessarily get married right. with the right?
Right. Well, and see, even with The Bachelor, you know, like you mentioned, it's maybe not a good place to make friends. And the thing is, everybody that's on the show says, I didn't come here to make friends.
Right, right. I'm going to be ruthless.
Yeah, you're not there to make friends. But it is a good place to try and find. Yeah. If you're into, like, let's say you're a part of this demographic that regularly likes to compete with 30 other people for the hand of one other person.
Right, right.
Then these shows are for you.
Maybe you need to take notes even.
You know, they find their people. And, you know, I've been thinking about this for a while.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That maybe it's worth having a whole separate discussion.
Yeah, I think so.
Week to week about The Bachelor. Yeah,
I think so. A once a week conversation about The Bachelor.
And just kind of breaking it down.
TV show.
From our perspective or something.
Yep. I think even maybe we should have a title, like a name for the show.
What would you call it?
Like Bachelor Bro Show.
The Bachelor Bro Show.
The Bachelor Bro Show.
Bachelor Bro Show.
Let's say it again. Bachelor Bro Show.
The Bachelor Bro Show.
We will be having a new podcast.
Yes.
Some Guy in the Bug Man.
Brand new show.
Brand new show. Bachelor Bro Show.
Folks, we're going to break down every single episode of this next season of The Bachelor.
Absolutely.
For you, but specifically, ladies, if you're listening, this one is maybe if you're into the show, we're really looking for those who like your boyfriends.
Yeah.
The ones who you want to watch the show with you, but they refuse to watch The Bachelor with you.
Yep.
Let them listen to our show instead.
Yep.
And they can get the conversational topics going.
Yep.
And be able to discuss it with you without actually having to sit through it and watch that that bile infested hour.
We're going to give them a play-by-play. We're going to take one for the team and have a play-by-play review of what's going on in the show.
And there's something interesting about both of our perspectives.
Absolutely.
I dislike the show with a vengeance.
I can honestly say I've never watched an episode.
And Bradley's never seen it.
I've never seen
the Bugman has never seen this show. And so, we offer this unique perspective to you once a week for an undisclosed amount of time because we haven't worked that out yet.
Not yet.
But week to week, we will see you on top of this show that we're already doing.
Yes. And so far, we know the air date of the first episode. It's going to be on the Monday night. And, you know, our plans are to have the episode out the following day.
Yeah.
You know, the following evening.
That's right.
And it'll be there for you. You can talk about The Bachelor at the water cooler with your wife, with your girlfriend. You can seem like you know what's going on.
That's right.
We are the Cliff Notes of The Bachelor
The Bachelor. That's right.
You're welcome.
All right, folks. Well, I think we've got that one figured out.
Yeah, we got that figured
out. We know how we're meeting people, and we're going to meet some new people.
Yeah, that's right.
Through The Bachelor, I think.
That's right.
And, folks, I just want to say, if you or anyone you know is really trying to meet another person, you're just trying to get to know some folks, send them our way. Look here first, because I think we've reviewed some pretty good ideas for each and every one of you. Bugman, where can they find you on the internet?
So they can find me at Twitter, soon on Facebook. Yep. They're finally twisted my arm enough. I'm going to get a Facebook account.
That's right.
So far it is at Bugman_Bradley on Twitter.
Yep.
And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, the show at Some Bugman.
Mm-hmm. You can find me at Chase the Rev, and that's Facebook and on Twitter.
Yep.
Hope to see you next time, folks. I think we figured that one out.
Also, Twitter for the Bachelor Bro Show,
It's just at Bachelor Bro Show.
So, see you there.
See ya.